And I don't wanna be the one to miss out, the one who's not looking at the world around, at the world around.
There is the voice of Frances England, and the title track to Explorer of the World, nominated for a Grammy this year for Best Children's Album. Hi, Frances. How are you?
I'm great. Hi, Larry.
Congratulations. I'm great. Thanks. What's terrific is here you've got a book as well as a CD, and I've listened to it all. It's wonderful music. Tell me a little bit about the concept and how you put this together.
Yeah, well, I wanted to make a record about paying attention. And I felt like I was getting distracted a lot by things like phones and electronic devices. And I looked around and I saw that a lot of kids were as well. And, you know, I've always considered myself an observer, and I would have all these quiet moments, and during those quiet moments when I was waiting for things to happen, I would look around, and I realized that instead of looking around as much as I used to, I was sort of checking email or looking at Instagram, and, you know, when I looked at kids, a lot of kids were kind of glued to electronic devices too, so it sort of came out of the idea of let's go back and pay attention to the world right in front of us, because it's so interesting.
That is needed now more than ever for adults as well as kids. And
for the whole family. Yeah. I was definitely thinking of children first, but also the moms, dads, grandparents, everyone.
Yeah, and one of the nice things, and this is true with your other albums as well, is this music can be enjoyed by everybody in the family. In fact, even if you don't have kids, I've always enjoyed listening to music from Frances England as an adult. It's lyrically and instrumentally beautiful to listen to, and kind of makes you feel calm and good.
Oh, that's great. Thanks so much.
Now, tell me a little bit about the book that comes along with it.
Yeah, well, it's funny. So with the album, one of the things that I did, I wanted to mix up my songwriting process. I always kind of start with a guitar or piano chords and write songs, write a melody on top of that. And for this album, I decided to go out and make a lot of field recordings of just my city. I live in San Francisco, and I would just go take these long walks, and I had a little microphone with me, and I would just record things. And so while I was recording things, and I ended up writing some songs just to the field recordings, which was really, really fun. But when I was doing that, I also brought a camera with me, and I was taking lots of pictures of just things that I wouldn't have noticed if I had been, you know, not really paying attention and looking. And so I had all these photographs, and I decided to make an art and observation activity book for families. So I used all the photographs, and then I came up with some exercises that people can do that are based on the lyrics of the song.
And this song has to have been inspired in part by that exercise, I'll bet, all the things I found.
Definitely.
Let's take a listen to it for a second.
Okay, sure.
I see new things appear out where they didn't used to be. I take notes and compare, a record for me to keep. I know this neighborhood like the back of my own hand. I pay attention, I listen closely to her sights and her sounds. Her sights and her sounds. Her sights and her sounds. All the things I found. All the things I found. When I took the time to look around. When I took the time to
a great song and style, and you can actually kind of picture walking around the neighborhood and picking up all these things and looking and also comparing notes with other people.
That's great. Yeah, I love doing that. I've always loved, if I ever see like a little scrap of paper on the sidewalk with handwritten, you know, notes on it, I have to pick it up. I just have to know what's on that piece of paper. I think it's just so interesting. And then to imagine, I wonder who wrote this, or, you know, whose grocery list is this? It's it's kind of a fascinating thing to think about.
Now, how did you discover your Grammy nomination?
I think the first person that called me was Beth, my publicist, and I knew it was coming out that morning, so I was going to check, but she, I think, called me first and said, you know, you've been nominated for a Grammy. Yeah, it was really, really amazing. Yeah, I'm super honored. And it's so great because the other nominees, they're all really good friends of mine. I've known all of them for probably over 10 years, and we're all just so happy for each other. So it's a great group.
Yeah, there are some,
to be part of it.
Some really strong nominees this year. And it, if you look at the nominees, it's very much a list of who you might want to consider as an album to add to your own collection or something you might want to purchase as a gift for somebody, especially with kids that you know of. They're all great artists. I wanted to take a little bit of a listen to Street Life, just the beginning of it. This has a little bit of a funky beat at the start.
Yeah.
Oh, the city streets, up and down, people moving all around. I hear a rattle and a ding dong, I hear a honk and a toot toot. I hear a little baby laughing, makes me laugh too, makes me laugh too.
Now, are those some of the sounds that you recorded?
Those are some of the sounds, yeah, that I recorded. In fact, that the thing that opens the song is a bucket drummer. And it's this guy that he always plays downtown. And I was just walking downtown, and I recorded him and asked if I could use it. And he said, sure. And then you hear, like, taxi cabs and buses and all sorts of stuff. Those are all sounds that I collected with my little microphone on my walks.
Wow. And kids could actually try to emulate this baby with a phone. That's a good way to use a device, is to create with rather than to consume. Maybe.
Well, it's really interesting because when I was recording those sounds, I had headphones on, so the sounds were amplified. So I was really, like, hyper aware of the sounds. And it was a really interesting way to take a walk, to sort of have my ears be my leading sense. It was kind of fascinating.
Yeah, it's like having a stethoscope or an audio microscope as you walk through.
True. Well, I remember, like, one of the most vivid ones was it started raining, and I just held the microphone to the sidewalk as the rain was hitting the sidewalk, and that sound through the microphone of the drops hitting the sidewalk was just this really magical sound. That's one of my favorite ones. I didn't use that on the album, but it's kind of a good, that's another good exercise. That one's not in the book, but yeah, just leading, going for a walk and leading with your hearing sense.
Frances England is the voice you're hearing, and she is the San Francisco-based artist, one of the nominees for the Best Children's Album Grammy Awards this year. How did you get started doing this? I don't think a lot of people grow up thinking, I'm going to be a recording artist making creative music for families.
Well, I didn't either. Actually, Larry, I was studying to become a librarian. I was actually going to San Jose State studying to become a librarian, and my son was going to a little cooperative preschool here in San Francisco, and I made a fundraiser CD for the school, and really never expected anything to happen with that CD. They were all songs that I'd written for Liam. Every night he would take a bath, and I would write songs about what we'd done that day and what he was really interested in, and so I just took a few of those songs that I'd written for him, and I just made the CD at home and burned it on my computer and just sold it at the preschool, and it just ended up kind of taking off, and so I never expected to be doing this either. But it's been so fun. It's been such a great life, you know, twist and turn. It's it's been amazing. So I'm super grateful that this is what I get to do.
Well, it's a terrific CD, and I should know the answer to this, but it's at least how many commercial is this the third or the fourth? You've got more than that even. I'm wondering how many.
Yeah, this is my fifth children's CD, and then I've got another non-kids, like, you know, CD, kind of indie folk stuff. Yeah, so this is my fifth one.
You've ended up being pretty prolific since that beginning you just described.
Yeah, I love writing songs. I write songs all the time. It feels so great that I can actually make a living out of it. I'm so grateful that people want to bring the music into their homes and in their cars with their families. So it's super fun. It's the thing that I love to do the most. So I'm one of the lucky ones who get to do that.
Well, you can hear samples from this Grammy-nominated album, Explorer of the World, and also all of Francis's work by going to francisengland.com, francisengland.com. There you can see them all, and good luck with the Grammys. I hope things go well. Anything else you wanted to mention?
Yeah, no, just on the website, you can also look at the book. And there's also lots of videos and lyrical videos that are really nice for younger kids. If you check that out, you'll get a good sense of what I do. So thanks so much, Larry, for having me on.
Thank you, and good luck, Francis Englund.
Thanks so much.
Inside, he's got that love, that love, that love, that love, that love that's here to stay.